A big win to Craig Lowndes yesterday. He's equaled Mark Scaife's record as the most successful Holden driver of all time. G'day, Lowndesy. Well done.
Good morning. Yeah, look, it was a fantastic weekend. Well, it turned out to be one, that's for sure.
It was. I watched all of the Saturday race and it was just a terrific finish. Obviously, you guys, 1, 2, 3. Slight mistake from yourself. I thought you were going to sneak past Jamie there, and then Van Gisbergen was the one that got through. But it was exciting racing.
Yeah, look, it was. I think that Saturday's race, we just chased Jamie from almost start to finish. So, you know, we tried to undercut him or try and pit early, get onto a better tyre quicker, do some couple of quick laps, but it didn't quite turn out that way. And then, of course, as you said, Shane pitted later, had much fresher tyres towards the end of the race. And I did make a little mistake in under brakes, but I think Shane just had too much pace on both of us. So, but look, great to have a 1, 2, 3 for the team. And, you know, another lockout on the podium was, it's always pretty special.
What did you tweak from the Saturday to get from third to first on the Sunday?
I think we just did some minor adjustments, to be honest. I think that the conditions of the days were very different. Saturday was very hot. Sunday was much cooler. And I think it really suited our car a lot better. And, you know, qualifying on the front row, being beside Jamie, we were second, we were on the racing line. I think that definitely helped us get off the line better than Jamie. And it really was, it all came down to the start. If we could get in front of him, then we believed that we could, you know, sort of pull a gap and be able to run away a little bit. But, you know, you never know. But it turned out that way, and the car was really good throughout the whole race.
Yeah, Lowndesy, I got to see your interview yesterday with Scaifey and Russell Ingall, and I'm quite fascinated with your team dynamic now. I mean, given that it seems that Shane and Jamie very much are in that same setup together, and you sit a little bit outside of that.
Yeah, look, it is different. It's something that you know, we're still part of Triple Eight. We're still part of you know, the family in a sense, and you know, the car is housed, worked, prepared at Triple Eight. You know, this afternoon we'll actually go into the race team and have a debrief from the weekend, and we all do that together. So in one sense, that it hasn't changed too much for me. But, you know, obviously the car looks different. We're at the next garage across. We actually share a garage with Techno or Will Davison.
Yes.
And that's something that it is different for me. I've you know, just got to work with Techno in the sense of strategies of pit lane, make sure that you know, we don't trip over each other. I don't have to worry about now you know, chasing or racing Jamie or Shane for a pit bay. So in some regards, it has changed a little bit. But, you know, in the end, we all sort of debrief. We all work together. We all know what each other's setups are. And it just comes down to who wants to do what.
I want to ask you about the relationship you've got with your engineer. The coverage, fantastic. Doesn't matter what network does it as far as the supercars are concerned. And you get to hear all the conversations, or many of them. And you've got your engineer who, how do you... his accent, how hard is it for you to understand sometimes?
We do joke about his Fringlish, part French, part
Fringlish.
He's very animated at times. He's very passionate about what he wants. He's very smart. He's very clever about what he does and how he goes about it. So, you know, you look at, and we have a laugh about some parts of it. He's not too bad to understand on a radio, I've got to say. I think at times there has been some miscommunications, but, you know, he's pretty good. I think that, you know, as I think I said to Scaife and Russell, that when he's calm, he's very easy to understand. When he gets animated and a bit excited, he becomes more French than English. But, you know, he's very, as I said, very clever. And, you know, we didn't, you know, redesign the wheel from Saturday to Sunday. We just kept massaging the car and it really responded. I suppose he breathes and sleeps motor racing, so it's a good thing on one hand. But on the other hand, he's quite intense at times. So yeah, look, but it's working really well.
Lowndesy, I just want to ask about the Scott Pye incident. I mean, you trust your mechanics and the mechanical aspect of the car so much, but a brake failure going at that speed, I mean, that's got to be the worst.
Oh, look, no doubt about it. And if you look at history, poor old Scotty he's had a few brake failures over his career, and that's something that you know, I'm sure for him is not a confidence boost. It's something that I've touched wood that I haven't had or been involved or in that situation before. I've always had brake pedal when I've needed it, so it must be something that for him is mentally something he has to get over now. It's not necessarily physical. Luckily, he walked away from it, but mentally, it'd have to sort of put a scar on his brain about, you know, every time he pushes on that pedal, whether it's going to be there or not.
Craig, a bit of an aside, I had to go to Bathurst, a town you know so well, for rugby over the weekend, kids rugby, and took the family round the circuit a couple of times. And it just, you know, I've done it before, but they hadn't done it. And it just gives everyone
a bit when it drops away.
Just a completely different perspective about what you guys do and why you look forward to it so much. And I was just thinking of those overseas drivers who come here. They must just, and they do love it, don't they? It's just so unique. It's such a great track.
Oh, look, it is. And it's one of those circuits that, unless, as you said, got a chance to drive around it. TV, unfortunately, doesn't give it a true justice.
No, that's true.
Elevation.
That's, yeah.
And that's something that, yeah, driving around it, hopefully they appreciate the elevation drop and increase when you're going up through the cutting and to see what it's actually all about.
Yeah, well, that's not far away for you, mate. It's only a couple of races away, and it'll be teaming up with a pretty handy partner as well. I think you're probably the most experienced, do you think? You and it's Steve Richards, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Steve and I are pairing up again. This will be our third year together, and he's contracted. Well, hopefully he's still happy to be part of the team next year as well. So, yeah, we're probably the grumpy old men, I suppose. We're the older establishment, so, you know, we've definitely got experience on our side.
And, Craig, we talked about the Scott Pye crash, unfortunately. I don't know how much time you guys get to watch the support races, but there were some horrendous rollovers in the support races as well.
Yeah, the Kumo series, they had one at Turn 3 as well. The little Aussie Legend cars, they had a couple. So I'm not sure why we had so many over the course of the weekend. Like, the track hasn't changed. So it really just, I think, coincidence. But, you know, the Scott Pye one was, you know, that's something that I'm sure that they'll investigate. Because, you know, not at that speed, you want to make sure that the gravel traps, the safety side of it, is doing its job. And he went through the gravel, he skipped across the gravel trap and ended up into the tyre bundle. So, yeah, pretty intensive damage to the car. The, you know, obviously, Team Penske did a great job in turning the car around and trying to get him back out there. But, it's one of those things that you definitely, as a driver, don't want to go through.
And just finally, mate, this record you've got driving Holden's, how does it sit with you?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. I didn't realise or appreciate that we'd had so many. So I think in my 105 total wins, 80 of them have come in a Holden. So for me, it's great to know that, you know, two-thirds of them have been in a Holden product. And, you know, for me, hopefully, in Sydney Motorsport Park in a couple of weeks' time that we can get that 81.
Good on you, mate. Great to talk and well done.
Cheers. Thank you very much, guys.
Brilliant stuff. Craig Lowndes there, the winner yesterday, and he came in third on Saturday.